With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is wasting no time and sparing no resources in reasserting federal control over the southern border. Now, 1,500 troops are being dispatched to the beleaguered border.
The Pentagon's military deployment to the southern border puts in motion President Trump's executive orders cracking down on immigration. The acting defense secretary said the troops will fly helicopters to assist border patrol agents and help in the construction of barriers. The Pentagon also will provide military aircraft for deportation flights for more than 5,000 detained migrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of homes are threatened and there are evacuations in northern Los Angeles County as a new wildfire, the Hughes Fire, continues to spread.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire and it's spread right now. The National Weather Service has extended the red flag warning through 10 a.m. on Friday for most of Los Angeles and Ventura County.
L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney, some 50,000 homeowners under evacuation warnings or orders. President Trump questions the wisdom of providing millions in federal disaster aid for wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles if California's leaders don't change the state's approach to water management and wildfire deterrent. Also at SRNNews.com, the House giving final congressional approval to the Lake and Riley Act. The bill requires the detention of illegal aliens accused of theft and violent crimes. The bill is named for the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student who was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. A shooting at a Nashville high school has left one student dead and another wounded. Police say the 17-year-old gunman took his own life. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures modestly higher. This is SRN News. No more prayer at Tulsa's city council meetings.
The body attracted unwanted national attention last year when, in an effort to be inclusive, it allowed a pagan priestess to deliver an invocation before a meeting. Up to then, only Christian prayers had been offered. The uproar was intense, but instead of going back to traditional invocations, the city council has decided to end them altogether, replacing them with a moment of silence. The vote on that issue was 8-1. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic-led Virginia Senate has voted to enshrine abortion in the state's constitution. Lawmakers also passed a resolution repealing a now-defunct ban on gay marriage. The Democratic-led House of Delegates passed similar legislation on both issues earlier this month. In Virginia, proposed constitutional amendments must be passed twice by lawmakers in at least 2 years, with an intervening election between the two sessions. This is SRN News. One person's trash, in this case, it really is another's treasure.
Police in Greece say a marble statue of a woman believed to be more than 2,000 years old has been found abandoned in a garbage bag and handed to archaeologists. A resident found the headless statue near a trash bin and handed it over to authorities near the northern city of Thessaloniki. Archaeologists confirmed its historical significance and it was confiscated for preservation. Accidental discoveries of ancient artifacts are relatively common in Greece during construction and public works. Keith Peters reporting.
The longest strike in decades by Las Vegas hotel workers is over. The Culinary Workers Union says workers have voted unanimously to ratify a new contract with Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, a 5-year contract covering roughly 700 employees who had walked off the job November 15th. More details at srnnews.com.